I came across waxwork.com on a routine missing persons case. Jordan D. White had gone missing, and his wife had ponied up enough De Niro to fill up more than a few bottles worth of regret. My sources downtown had heard whispers about the place, so I figured I should check it out myself. I only needed to take one look at the sick things the bastard had filled the place with to realize that Jordan D. White was not a well man. It was clear that this was a person who had made a lot of enemies. Sure, his wife played the concerned role well, but a broad like that always had one or two other fish on the line. I made certain to give her my number to call if she needed anything. Anything at all. A quick look around the place didn't reveal anything out of the ordinary, but then, as I was leaving, I noticed little red drips going down their back porch to their cellar door. There it was. That's where I found it. His dead body. Case closed. I'd found him. But now, I had a murder to solve. I decided to look into his business associates. McNish and Narberg were partners in some sort of scam operation out of Queens. Narberg would bring home the serious money while McNish was in charge of laundering. But they both had motive. White was always riding Narberg about putting in a contribution to the business, while McNish wanted to take over the whole operation for himself. They were each other's alibis. Some of the things they told me just didn't ring true, and I considered them my main suspects. Until getting off the subway, I was accosted and hit over the head. I awoke in a stretched limo belonging to Mr. Corrin, a fat cat rich off some Hollywood money. He spent his days in charge of a gang of young toughs in Brooklyn, but in the night he made his real living selling fresh dreams to the poor, hopeless masses. He stuck a dirty 22 in my face and told me to keep my nose out of this wax business or he'd blow it for me. I told him my nose wasn't running, and he said it would if it knew it was good for it. He gave me a handkerchief and promptly ejected me from the limo onto the side of the road. I picked myself up, dusted myself off. I hate catching other people's colds. Lastly, I found T.C. Mikowski, a small-time punk White had grown up with. He'd gotten by hawking old junk as new for a while, but eventually moved himself up in the world. He was currently riding high on a rash of lucky breaks. Rumor had it White had found out a few of T.C.'s dirty little secrets and was cashing in under the table. T.C. denied it, but he suddenly remembered another engagement around that time, and I found myself back out on the street. I had them all meet me back at the waxwork. The two partners, the rich Jew, the lucky one, and White's broad. They all said they didn't know what I was playing at. I told them I knew who was behind White's death. I pointed to Corrin. He denied it, of course, but they all knew White had claimed credit for Corrin's recent windfall. Corrin leapt at me. So I shot him. When the police showed up, we all told them what had happened, and they took away the body. T.C.'s luck finally changed when he got busted for tax fraud and wound up in the pen. Narberg and McNish continued their partnership until the families caught wind of the operation and put a stop to it. As for Mrs. White, she was so appreciative for me pinning her crime on Corrin that we started a partnership of our own. It went pretty well until the incident in the kitchen with the knife.